Today, President Trump said he's sending Secretary of State Mike Pompeo to meet Saudi Arabia's King Salman to talk about the disappearance of Saudi journalist Jamal Khashoggi, missing since he entered the Saudi consulate in Istanbul nearly 2 weeks ago. President Trump said that in his conversation with the king today, the king denied his government was behind the suspected killing of this critic of his regime. Here's Trump's conclusion.
It sounded to me like maybe these could have been rogue killers. Who knows? We're going to try getting to the bottom of it very soon. But his was a flat denial.
NPR's international affairs correspondent Jackie Northam has been following this. Jackie, this is a fast-moving story, but a rogue killer in a consulate, a killer who somehow gets a body out of a consulate. What is the latest on the president's thinking?
Well, the latest in this story, actually, more along the lines, is that about a dozen Turkish and Saudi investigators have entered the Saudi consulate in Istanbul right now. And that was, as you say, the last place that Jamal Khashoggi was seen. And they're doing a search of the consulate, and they've brought along a crime scene investigative van. They brought the in tow. Saudi Arabia's Crown Prince Mohammed bin Salman had offered investigators to search the consulate a few days after Khashoggi went missing. So it's taken about a week and a half to get investigators in there and get the search underway. And Saudi Arabia may have finally allowed it to go ahead as a way to calm rising tensions between the kingdom and the U.S.
Yeah. Well, on 60 Minutes last night, the president promised severe punishment if Saudi Arabia is behind Khashoggi's disappearance and possible death. But today he says maybe it's rogue killers. He also said last night on 60 Minutes he didn't want to halt a proposed $110 billion arms sale to Saudi Arabia as punishment, as some are suggesting, because that would hurt American manufacturers. And he said everybody in the world wants that order. He said this before, including Russia and China. Is that true?
Yes, just to clarify a couple of things. First of all, a lot of analysts say that the arms deal is worth a lot, no question, but that the $110 billion figure being bandied around by Trump is really inflated. And a lot of the deals are just letters of intent, not actual signed deals. And many of them, in fact, started during the Obama administration. But I think the president is right that Russia and China would be interested in selling weaponry to Saudi Arabia. It's a very rich country, and it's always looking for arms. But whether the kingdom itself would want to buy those U.S. arms, buy the Russian or Chinese over buying U.S. arms, is really another story. You know, the fact is, it's unlikely Saudi Arabia wants to annoy or alienate the U.S. It's a very important ally to the royal family.
How is this going over in the region?
Well, in Saudi Arabia, I mean, you're getting a completely different picture than you are really in the rest of the world. It's very much that the world is against Saudi Arabia, that, you know, basically rogue killers were involved with that. The Saudi royal family had nothing to do with the whole incident. You know, and then they're getting some of that backing from the United Arab Emirates, as well as Bahrain, which are very close allies with Saudi Arabia. But, you know, as the rest of the world is looking at this as an international crisis, and the disappearance and perhaps murder of Jamal Khashoggi has really touched a nerve worldwide.
Yeah. Well, and as you mentioned, that the region is viewing it, or at least in Saudi Arabia, they're viewing it as possibly rogue killers. We heard the president pick up on that theme today. NPR's international affairs correspondent Jackie Northam, thanks as always. Thank you.
Thank you very much.